With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. The plaintiffs who asked the Colorado Supreme Court to take former President Trump off the 2024 presidential ballot there are reacting to the ruling.
The lead plaintiff, former Republican Colorado State Senator Norma Anderson, tells the AP she was surprised and delighted by the ruling.
I felt they read the Constitution correctly.
Anderson says she sat and watched the riot at the Capitol all day long and cried. She still cries thinking about it.
And anybody that would do that, the last time the U.S. Capitol was raided was 1812 by the British in a war. What's the difference?
Attorney Mario Nicholas emphasized the plaintiffs he represented in the case are conservative, have a vested interest in the Republican Party,
and are bringing the lawsuit because they believe Donald Trump is not qualified.
I'm Ed Donahue.
Also at SRNnews.com, House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party Chair Mike Gallagher expects Congress to take action against the Chinese Communist Party-affiliated social media platform TikTok early next year.
Taking action on TikTok is incredibly important. Getting some resolution on this issue of American capital flowing to China.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, the Wisconsin Republican also recommends arming Marines with weapons that can sink Chinese ships to strengthen America's ability to deter war with China, which he described as the priority national security problem.
Having small teams of Marines in the southern Japanese islands and in the northern Philippines island armed with weapons that can sink Chinese ships would enhance our deterrent posture. It's not a substitute for a lot of the things that the Marine Corps has traditionally done.
Israeli military uncovers a major Hamas command center in the heart of Gaza City, inflicting what it describes as a serious blow to the Islamic militant group. This is SRN News. No surprise here, social media's biggest users are America's young people.
93% of kids between the ages of 13 and 17 are on YouTube regularly. 67% use TikTok, and about two-thirds are on Snapchat. Pro-family groups and clergymen say these numbers are the exact reason why lawmakers and regulators need to do more to protect young people from dangerous content. Critics say social media is a kind of Wild West environment these days, full of pornography and sex traffickers, and kids have very little protection. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Victory Outreach Church in Pomona, California, going to have a tough Christmas. The building was destroyed in a massive fire over the past weekend, just hours before a celebration was set to include a Christmas play and a toy giveaway. Firefighters say they did all they could to save the church, but after 20 minutes, the roof started to collapse and the fire expanded. No injuries were reported. The cause remains under investigation. SRN News. Let's take a look at the business highlights for Wednesday with Greg Clugston.
A late-day market sell-off snapped Wall Street's nine-day win streak. The market dropped after disappointing profit reports from companies. FedEx shares tumbled after cutting its revenue forecast. Weakness for FedEx could damage hopes that the economy can conquer high inflation without a recession. The Federal Trade Commission is proposing sweeping changes to a decades-old law that regulates how companies can track and advertise to children, including turning off targeted ads to kids under 13 by default.
By the numbers, the Dow dropped 476 points to close out the day at 37,082. NASDAQ fell 225 to end at 14,778, while the S&P 500 was off 70 points at 46.98. New York oil up 78 cents to $74.22 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.